Fresh from the oven, she said, handing over the meal. Hot. Watch your fingers. Zoya took it, being careful to hold it by the edges. She set it on her lap as Natalia slotted the cup into the holder on Zoya's couch. Thanks. No problem, Natalia said, glancing around the cockpit. And yeah, that was a good offer. I wonder if I'll regret refusing. Maybe, Zoya said. She took a careful sip of the coffee, letting the aromatic steam bathe her face. But I've never known you to second guess yourself. Natalia laughed. Always a first time. A timer dinged in the galley. That's mine. She padded away only to return with a cup and dish of her own. How far out are we? We need to contact the orbital?
They have a 24 stand threshold, Zoya said. We jumped in close enough that they can see us, probably laying in the approach vector for us already. The haulers will stay out of the transient shipping lanes. They mostly run to the smelters anyway.
Do you need to contact your family?
Zoya looked out at the dark.
Probably,
she said after several moments.
You all right? Natalia asked.
Zoya nodded and took a bite of her chicken.
Yeah, it just feels strange.
You were close to your parents?
Zoya shook her head.
Grandparents. My father didn't really want anything to do with the company. He fell in love with mining. Hated the management side of Yusoko Mining. My mother stayed with him, helping on the mining barge until she died.
Natalia bit her lip and looked down at her coffee.
Sorry.
Long time ago. I was 6. Didn't really understand it since I rarely saw them anyway. It was a problem with one of the drills.
Zoya shrugged, turning her attention to the meal on her lap.
I never really knew them. Just what I was told growing up with my grandparents.
So does your father have a claim on the company?
Natalia asked. Zoya frowned while she chewed. She shook her head and swallowed before answering.
I don't think so. I honestly don't know. It'll depend on what's in the wills, I suppose.
Caldecott seemed to think you're the heir apparent back on High Tortuga.
Zoya's frown deepened.
Yeah, that was odd. My grandparents haven't said anything about it since I told them I wanted to go to the academy.
Before that?
Natalia asked.
Before that, I heard a lot about how it would all be mine someday. I always figured that day was a long way off because the Grands are both pretty healthy and my father has another century ahead of him.
She picked up another piece of chicken and sauce from the dish and popped it in her mouth. Natalia settled back with her own meal and let the conversation peter out naturally. She still felt the tension radiating off Zoya, but gave her space. She tried to imagine what she'd feel if she were jumping into a system where her parents were. It had been so long since she'd seen either of them. They ate in companionable silence for a time before Natalia said,
My father always said my job was to live my own life.
Pop-Pop always said I should follow my heart.
Zoya glanced at Natalia with a sideways grin.
Granny always told me to mind my cash flows.
We haven't done too badly, Natalia said.
We haven't, Zoya said. It was kinda close back on Dark Knight.
Natalia sighed.
Not that close. It was demoralizing because we couldn't seem to get much ahead, but we weren't ever in danger of losing atmosphere.
Zoya nodded.
I could agree with that.
She looked at Natalia.
Now, was it luck that Alan and Dorian found us for that courier gig?
Natalia felt the frown growing on her forehead.
Good question. One we'll probably never get an answer to.
Can't argue that, Zoya said. I wonder if we're still getting paid from the Blind Trust.
I didn't check before we left Ravain, Natalia said.
Me either. We're due for another payment in a few days. We'll be docked by then.
Your grandparents live on the orbital?
Zoya chuckled.
No, they'll probably want us to move over to Big Rock with them.
They live in an asteroid?
Sure, why not? Saves a lot on rent.
Isn't that kind of cramped?
Natalia asked. Zoya chuckled again.
You'll see.
Natalia laughed and stood, pointing at Zoya's empty tray.
Here, let me take that.